It's something I think that we have to keep examining. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, I will prune, cut away, trim off. Any branch that does bear fruit, I will prune that it might bear excellent and more excellent and richer fruit. So this pruning is a cutting away of things that are not doing us any good. If you bear no fruit, then he says, you just might as well get whacked off. You're not doing anybody any good but taking up space. He said, but even if you're bearing fruit, you're going to get pruned. You're going to get dealt with. You're going to get confronted by the Word of God. And it's for our good, so we can just not do good, but we can do better and better. Don't ever think that you've arrived. We're going to be pressing on until God comes back to get us. Verse 38, and he who does not take up his cross and follow me, cleaving steadfastly to me, conforming wholly to my example. We talked last night about how Jesus came to give us an example of how to live. And he says, if you don't conform wholly to my example in living and if need be in dying, then you're not worthy of me. So you know, what I'm getting out of this is, gosh, it's just not enough to go to church on Sunday. You know, I just absolutely hate it when I ask somebody if they're a Christian and they tell me where they go to church. Believe it or not, going to church alone doesn't make you a Christian. I can go sit in my garage all day. That'll never make me a car. Amen? Church is something we do because we're Christians, because we want to fellowship with other believers. We're hungry for the Word of God. We want to worship God corporately, and we want to be part of a body where we can serve God and be accountable to other people. It's not something where we get check marks on our calendar because we've done our religious duty that week, and then we just go back out and live like the rest of the world the rest of the week. He said, "You, if you don't conform wholly, completely to my example in your life, and if need be, in dying, then you're not worthy of me. Whoever finds his lower life will lose the higher life, and whoever loses the lower life on my account will find the higher life." So we see here there's two kinds of lives that we can live. That walking around, breathing life. That one where we're up and down and moody and selfish and self-centered. And do everything that everybody else does and then go to church on Sunday and then just go back out and do it all over again. Or we can live the higher life. We can live this Zoe life, this life that God has in himself, which means stability and righteousness and peace and joy and fruitfulness. And that doesn't mean that you never have a problem, but it means that you find a place in Christ where somehow or another you can go through the same stuff that everybody else goes through and you can remain stable and stay in the program and keep serving God and not be up and down and all over the place all the time. Well, I believe that there are two keys to having this Zoe life. Keys. Key number one, key number two. Now, you know, some of our folks at the office made these, and I want you to be impressed by them because it took a lot of work and effort to make these keys. And they're going to sit here for the first half of my teaching because I want you to realize that there are keys. There are keys that open doors. There are things that you can do that will help you have this life that's offered to you. There are things that are